to this fourth and final show in London. And I thank you in advance for being here. And have a good night. We're here too, now.
Thank you.
let me introduce you to a friend of mine. This one playing the bass right here. This is my good friend, Bob Glover. I'm going to introduce him now because of the way he's played that last song and the way he's going to play this next one. It means so much to me.
Yeah.
This one here is named Ricky Zito. And this is a song I used to do a long time ago, and so we got here and people start asking for it.
When you see the world's illusions, their lives are changing. Thank you.
How is everybody? I'm sitting down by the highway, down by the highway side. Everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as they can ride. Like it's the guy I'd like to do before they can. Pray to God for me, yeah. He can let me smile. Cause I've been running down this line, far as my eyes can see. Try.
How much better than my pal, Danny Cosmo. Can you tell him that? And also, we wrote this song together, Danny and me and Russell. And that's got this girl. We had a little bit to do with it now. Somebody turns the corner out of sight, looking for somebody somewhere in the night.
Yeah. signs long ago. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for listening to a few of these songs. What happened at Glasgow? Yeah, we're not playing Glasgow. I don't know. What did happen at Glasgow?
Lord, I don't mean
There's a song that was written by an Englishman named Sidney Carter. This was a popular song in the folk music of the 60s. I started playing it in the 70s. Now we're in the 80s. This is about a bomb. This is an anti-nuclear song, folks. When I first started singing it, oh, we recorded this on the No Nukes album. That was 3 years ago, and I didn't think at that time, I really honestly didn't know if there'd ever be a really strong feeling, a strong movement, anywhere, especially in the United States, to do away with those weapons that threaten our existence and the existence of future generations. We're excited right now because there's a really strong feeling in the United States as there is around the whole world. It's time to give them up. This is called The Crow on the Cradle. I went out this afternoon and bought baby clothes. You know, just like to buy these little tiny shirts that look like they, but the only thing you can put them on is like a loaf of bread, you know, or extra large cricket ball or something. And these things are so tiny, you know, when you think about the little arms and little fingers, the little faces, you know, these babies. It'd just be too bad, you know, it's just too bad to get so cynical that you imagine that it's really, well, we have to live with this threat hanging over our heads every day and over their heads. I'm just trying to say that it's a terrible thing. It's a really terrible thing. And you have to look right at it, or it just goes away and it makes you numb. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the cry for the sun. And if it's a boy, he'll carry a gun. Santa Claus. And if that should be, if this baby's a girl, never you mind if her hair doesn't curl. With rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, and a barber above her wherever she goes. Santa Claus on the trail. Somebody's baby is born for a fight. The clover on the cradle, the white and the black. Somebody's baby is not coming back. Santa Claus on the cradle. Thank you.
Oh,
I learned off the Jackson 5 album.
Oh,
Sometimes I lie awake at night, but my life will leave. Waiting to pass under sleep's dark and silent day.
I'd like you all to know my friend Doug Haywood plays the organ and sings harmony. Alex Knox.
Say it again. I want to go.
You're gonna show me what life can be. And we'll fill in the same colors in each other's paper number dreams. This is the first time I think I've sung four nights in a row since I don't know how long. And, personally, I feel you all came to the right night. Because every night, sometimes we play these big festivals where people have been standing for 12 hours in the mud before we come on and doing whatever they have to do to stay warm. And sometimes we play these little places. Sometimes we play beautiful theaters like the Hammersmith Odeon. I want to thank you all for coming to this show, and some of you who have come to all of them. I want to thank you all very much. It took us a few days to get here, but I feel like we arrived sometime last night. And we'll be right back. Thank you, London. We really enjoyed it. Oh, all this time to figure out something you probably already knew. Will love be true? Can it pull you through? How long? How strong? Some of these things depend on you. Russell said to me, it must have been about 10 or 12 years ago, he said, I was really worried about asking him to play with me, you know, and he finally came up to me and says, I guess he would know unless I told you. Yeah. I don't really want to play with you, I want to play the drums to your songs. And I was stuck in my mind, you know. Because how's anybody supposed to know anything unless we tell them, you know? Anyway. I guess you wouldn't know unless I told you. But I love you. But just look at yourself. What else would I do?
You're gonna go through your time. But we'll be scheduled to appear 1,000 miles away from here. It's just a little bit longer. We wanna play a little bit longer. Now the world's on fire and the world's on fire. We're taking it.
Just trying to figure out what to do.
The fuse!
I'm not sure I can do that because wait a minute. What? That's not as famous as Lowell George song, Emma. A mutual friend of ours, of mine and Laurel's, pointed out to me after the show that I left out the best verse. It's the best verse. And the second verse. So I'd like to sing it one again in a minute. Jesus, this is a whole lot like Laurel, isn't it? Maybe that's why I got it. I said, oh no. Every listening person will say, what is it that you need? I said, oh, I need someone to say, you got to stop your pain. Cause no matter what you do, even pray to heaven above, are you? Let the paper tap the blues. So sad to hear the news. Have wanted, but not enough. Yes, these times are getting tough. But no matter what I do, even pray to heaven above. I should point out that I never did know the chords to the song. And when Lowell would hear me play, he'd just stand there shaking his head like, what is wrong with you guys? Yeah, it's so strange. I talk like he's still around. I feel like telling you who this last verse is about. I'm sure. I'd be very unsure. Well, her toes were so pretty, and her lines so sweet. I wonder if she knows, if she knows she hurt me so. Cause no matter what I do, even pray to heaven above, all I seem to get from her is long distance love, long distance love. You know, I have a feeling that if you were able to all like say them one at a time, eventually you'd hit on them. Like, Jamaica was the lovely one. I played her well as we lay in the tall grass. As we lay in the tall grass where the shadows fell.
could stay there till her sister rang the evening bell to make her say, you will help me find a way to fill these lifeless cells. Say, the daughter of a captain on the rolling sea, she would stare across the water from the trees. Last time he was home, he held her on his knee. He said that next time he would sail away, just where they plead to make us say, help me find a way to fill these lifeless sails and stay until my ships can find the sea. Jamaica was a sweet young woman, loved her too. She was a comfort and a mercy through and through. Hiding from this world together, next thing I knew, they had brought her things down to the bay. What could I do? Jamaica said, and we will sail until our waters have run dry.
Do I have a dance still? Oh, split with you. They will, they're on the bus. We just want to thank you again for being here, for still being here, and for four fantastic nights in London. Thank you.
Let's go.
Thank you. Sleep tight, London.